Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 5th of September 2011. All the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So Apple has won an injunction against the Samsung Galaxy Tab 7-7. Yes, they've taken them on, they've enforced the injunction, they've won, and it's been taken down from IFA as well. There was absolutely nothing. It was ripped away from the stands and nothing happened. It's a bit of a step too far, I think I have to say, Apple. I was with you on the Galaxy S because they really were taking the piss, but I'm afraid the 10, not so much. However, the 7, not even a bit. My view is you need to really rethink your strategy here because you're certainly losing the goodwill vote. Amazon Kindle tablet details have arrived. According to TechCrunch, anyway, it's still rumourville, don't worry. But it's going to be a 7-inch form factor. It's going to sell for around $250. That's £170 in conversion if it comes over here at the right price. There's also a suggestion that it's going to come in a 10-inch version as well, and it's going to be multi-touch, and it's going to have a full screen, and it's going to be all colour and that kind of stuff. We'll have to wait and see whether it gets here or it doesn't. Now then, the missing iPhone case. The mystery deepens. Oh dear me, it's like a bad radio play from the 30s. The San Francisco police apparently did assist Apple in the house search of iPhone 5, and they did get complaints from Apple that they then followed through, despite the fact they denied it last week. And apparently, as well, there's a rumour that Apple investigators who were hired by the company and not by the police department turned up and pronounced themselves to be policemen. I don't know whether that's true or not. One of the worst things is the fact that Calderon, the guy that lost it, apparently his phone number was leaked out to the press by Apple as well. If this is all true, then it's crazy, but at the moment it's still all rumourville, but it certainly doesn't sound like a company with its finger on the pulse. Stop suing people. Look after your equipment. Apple is also going to get their staff in towards iOS 5. There's whole loads of internal documents that are flying around on the net about the daily download, which is their internal communication system, and it's telling people about cloud training that's coming and what they're going to need to do, prepare, and all that kind of stuff. They're saying mid to late October, based on the fact of the timescales. It shouldn't be that far. And what's going to come? iOS 5 is all that you're going to see from the Apple documents. However, thanks to our chaps at Best Buy, there's a whole load of stuff that's been released by them. Yes, apparently there's an iPhone 5 being released on Sprint in the first week of October. So those two stories don't tie up on time, and no one said that an iPhone was coming to Sprint anyway, so we'll have to wait and see. It could all be bunkum. Heya have released two fantastic televisions. The first one is a mind control television. So no longer do you need the crappy little application to go with your iOS 4 device. All you have to do is put the headset on, look a real idiot, and then think. And apparently it changes the channel, raises the volume and that kind of stuff. I would say, though, don't wear this with an argument, because you end up watching anything and at any volume as well. The one that really is nice is the transparent television. It looks incredible. It's absolutely stunning. There's a video on Engadget if you want to go and have a look. Unfortunately, it's not going to come to the lounge, though. They're saying the colours look a bit washed out and they've got to deal with it, but they're talking about it being just for the purposes of point of sale and things like that and commercial uses to attract visitors and people. It's not going to be something you can watch yourself. In the back halls of IFA, there's also a little tiny device that's called the S-Walker. It's an electronic transporter. And if I've seen anything that looks like a rip-off of a Segway, I'm telling you, this is it. It looks exactly like a curved Segway. And have they filed a suit stopping its sale and development? No, they haven't. Are you listening, Apple? Joypad has released a fantastic application. It goes with your iOS devices. You need an iPad and an Apple TV and an iPhone if you want to use it. But when you've downloaded the application, it lets you play your iOS 5 games on Apple TV, and it uses the iPhone as a controller. How much it costs, I haven't checked. I'm going to go have a look today, and I'm going to have a play today, but I've got a few jobs to do first. And Pogo Plug is also joining the iOS 5 revolution. Now, they're famous for their media streaming and sharing technologies, but their Pogo Plug Mobile shares media with an iOS device. If you've got your iPhone or your iPad or your Apple TV, for $80, you can stream everything that you've got on a USB hard drive or an SD card to everything else in your network. Well done, Pogo Plug. And finally, the world's tallest iPod dock is out there. It's 11 feet tall and it costs you $565,000. It better be a good tune. And despite the fact it's worth $500,000, the best musician they could come up with to launch it was Jean-Michel Jarre. It's a big, long glass tube. There's not a lot in it, and it comes with a free ladder, you'll be pleased to know, so you can stick your iPod or your iPhone on the top. Why? There's so many problems in the world. Why? If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. Thanks for all the comments on the videos that were posted on YouTube. You're right, it does look a lot better. It's an awful lot clearer, and we're going to start pushing towards making it into a video podcast as we go through the rest of the week. We'll be back on Wednesday. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.